This is episode 1854 of the Daily Meditation Podcast. I'm Mary Meckley, and I'm honored you are here to give yourself a little more peace, energy, and clarity today. We are exploring a theme that you can do anytime, just about anywhere. And that is the theme of managing stress on the go. Stress relief right in the midst of your busy day. Whether you are having a conversation with a difficult person, or you are having to do something that causes you a lot of anxiety today. Maybe you are standing in line at the grocery store and you're starting to feel your stress build. In today's episode, I am going to share with you a meditation technique you can do on the go. In each episode this week, you will find techniques that you can take with you on the go. So your technique today is called a mudra. Mudras are a way you hold your hands and your fingers. And there are a lot of nerve endings on our fingers and hands. And when you hold them in a particular way, it stimulates a corresponding region of your brain. The mudra for today is a simple mudra to do. It's called the Brahma Mudra. And this is a mudra to help you feel grounded and also striving towards your highest potential. Because when you are feeling stressed, you begin to become someone that you may not even recognize, especially if your heart rate reaches a threshold point where you're not able to access your frontal lobe of your brain, which helps you with your critical thinking. So if your heart rate reaches 100 beats per minute or more, then your stress, regardless of what is causing the stress, can cause you to impulsively act without thinking. You may say and do things you regret. So in yesterday's episode, I shared with you a little tip to put a timer on a heart rate monitor where you begin to notice what is causing your heart rate to accelerate. This is a very interesting practice to do. You could even do it for a few hours in a day, or I recommend you do it for a full day, even do it for several days or a full week. You will notice many things about yourself that you didn't notice before. So when you do the mudra today, you will notice that it helps you to feel more centered. If you want to see a photo of how to do the mudra, you can go to my Sip and Om Facebook page or the Sip and Om Meditation app. There you can receive a full slowdown guide with all the techniques from this week's series right there, as well as a journal to help you as you go through this series. You can try the app free for 2 weeks. So you can subscribe and it's free for 2 weeks where you can cancel at any time. You get access to the full app, over 1,800 half-hour guided meditations. So that's if you want more. Now, the Brahma Mudra is pretty simple. I can guide you through it right now. What you're going to do is, you may be standing or seated, place your palms upward, and then tuck your thumbs into your palms. So do this with both hands, tuck your thumbs into your palms, and then fold your fingers down over your thumb. So it looks like you are making a fist with your hands, with your thumb tucked into your fist. And then you're going to do one more thing. You are going to touch the knuckles of your hands together. So they'll be touching each other with your palms upward. And then place this right on your lap where it's hitting your pelvic area. And this is a great mudra to do if you just need to calm down a little and get back to yourself. Maybe you've had a really distracting day. Maybe you're feeling overwhelmed. You could go somewhere quiet and you could do this mudra and focus on your breath. Straighten your spine, close your eyes, keep them slightly elevated upward. Relax your jaw, your shoulders, and your stomach. And you don't need to be seated as you do this mudra. Maybe you're at work and you don't really have anywhere you could go that's quiet except for maybe the bathroom. So you could do this in the bathroom area, standing, and just relax your body and notice your breath. This will help you to calm down. So this is a powerful mudra. Mudras work in a similar way as yoga or acupressure. So try this Brahma mudra to help you calm your emotions. Now, I want to share some insight layered with this technique. When you are stressed, it dehydrates you. And when you're dehydrated, you're not able to think so clearly, and that causes even more stress on your body, but also you feel stressed. Your nervous system feels stressed. So drink something. When you start to feel yourself become tense and nervous, hydrate. This will really help you. Stress takes a lot out of you, so make sure you stay hydrated. So you could do this technique, drink some water or some tea. Stay away from caffeinated drinks such as coffee or caffeinated tea. Go for the herbal teas or water, and then do this mudra. I believe you may have found a fantastic technique for you to do on the go when you're experiencing stress. So go ahead and do this technique now, practice it, and know you are so worth slowing down for.